This week's Torah reading of Tazria Mitzorah focuses on a disease called Tzarat that's non-existent in our time. The disease is rooted in spiritual character defects, and it can break out in three ways: as a skin disorder, or a mold-like formation on the clothes, or on the walls of a person's home. The all-time great 13th century commentator, the Ramban, explains this disorder. He says that when the Hebrew nation follows God's commandments, then a divine inspiration embraces them, which, now listen to this, beautifies their bodies, their clothes, and their homes. Isn't that amazing? But if an individual deviates from God's path, then God afflicts him with this ugly, mold-like formation as a sign that the divine no longer dwells with him. The Torah tells us a limitation about this disease. Ki tavo le'eretz Kenan v'chulei v'natati neged tzarat. When you come to the land of Canaan and I place a mold-like formation of tzarat. What's the limitation? Ramban says from the verse, when you come to the land of Canaan, that a person contracts this disease on his clothes or his house only in the land of Israel, never in the diaspora. So wait a second. For the last year, I've been making these weekly videos depicting the benefits of living in the land of Israel. Now, seemingly, I'm saying that you're better off in the diaspora where you don't have this weird spiritual disease called Tzarat. So which is it? Wait, before you run and put a down payment on a new house in Beverly Hills, California, or Five Towns, New York, listen to the Ramban's explanation as to why the disease is only in Israel. He says that only in Israel do you have that divine embrace that beautifies our outer physical appearances. Therefore, only here does God need to afflict a person who deviates with the ugliness of Tzarat. But in the diaspora, there is no divine embrace that enhances our outer physical appearance. So there's no need to stain the transgressor with a physical blemish. In short, in Israel, we're all close. So God needs the disease of Tzarat to distance the deviants. But in the diaspora, everybody is distant anyway. So no need for Tzarat. So there's a huge uplifting takeaway here. The more that God's chosen people return to God's chosen land, then more divine energy embraces us and literally cloaks our bodies and our possessions with this beautiful spiritual shine. When that shine of God upon us becomes so intense, then the disease of Tzarat will return to stain those with a blemish who turn their backs on God's ways. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El, and y'all come home now, you hear? Hey, before you leave, two things. Leave a comment below and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way we'll get promoted more. Thanks.